Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo OG just making a video about should I eat Cracker Barrel. Well, let's go. Yes, apparently Cracker Barrel's doing a makeover. Now I win the way of the dodo. Yes, I joined Uncle Ben. Yes, with great power comes great responsibility. Now you're dead. Then Lando Lakes. Yeah, look at Pocahontas. She's Gonzo too. Yeah, I guess they're gonna poke her hot ass in heaven. Maybe. And then Aunt Jemima. She's oogly. It's not even real with syrup. It's just some weird agglomeration of, what is it, corn syrup? Yeah, that's supposed to be like some native shit. It's more like Lando Lakes than darky shit, but whatever. And darky number four, I don't know who the fuck you are. You kind of look like Obama in a chef's hat. Pizza Tower! He wish he was Pizza Tower. At least that shit's more fun than fucking Obama. Well, yeah, I don't know if I should eat a Cracker Barrel. They already put this guy to pasture. Yeah, isn't it supposed to be like an old-time white dude like hanging out in a country store? Yeah, now they turn it into some weird bullshit. Yeah, it's modern times, right? Whatever. Yes, here's this chick. An older woman that decided to give Cracker Barrel a new makeover. Is it gonna work? Well, let's see what she has to say. Right, Sweet Pea? Say we have to say.
It's all about evolution with intentionality. We've been very transparent about our goal of making...
Yes, I could tell that you're very transparent, but I'd rather not.
Making our stores feel brighter and even more welcoming than they already are, while maintaining that country hospitality and charm that we're...
Well, hopefully your food is good, because I wanted to try Cracker Barrel, but if you're doing some dumbass shit, I'd rather not. Just saying, man. Like, what the fuck? Because I'm perfectly capable of making my own food, so I really don't need to go outside and go try other people's culinary prowess. I used to be a chef back in the day.
Known for? We're just looking at ways to freshen up the experience so that we can open our door a bit wider for more guests.
Yeah, we should do trend this more into like southern cooking or like country cooking or something like that. Yeah, cause it's supposed to be like old west type of stuff. But no, you're trying to make it for all these nouveau people, trying to be all inclusive. Yeah, look how that DEI stuff worked, and is it working? No, that's what's going gonzo. But yeah, people think they could do whatever the hell they want and people are gonna still keep on doing it. No, everybody has their taste, and if you're gonna change it, people are gonna reject you.
And when we think about what we're trying to do, it really is, again, about listening to what the guests ask for.
Yeah, these dumbasses think they know what you want. Yeah, they understand you very, very well, right? Obviously, if you have eyes in your fucking skull, you could clearly say that they don't, but hey, it's your money and it's your company, you do what you think is right. So, let's see what happens, right?
And what the guests, and examples of what the guests ask for are things like spaces that feel brighter.
Well, lady, here's a crazy idea. How about if you make good food at a reasonable price? Yeah, and then have your staff be friendly. Yeah, if you do that, I'm sure people will come in. Yes, if you build it, they will come. Not in my fucking plate, of course, but you know what I mean.
That feel less cluttered, more booth seating, more seating options, so our guests are more comfortable while they're dining with us.
God damn it, man. Where the hell did you find these creatures? Look at this one. What barrel are you actually scraping these creatures from? Yeah, she looks like she came out of Cthulhu's barrel. God, these are not lookers. I guess because she wasn't a looker, she had to use her brain, and you see what she's doing now. If she only had a brain. Well, let's continue.
Honestly, the feedback's been overwhelmingly positive that people like what we're...
Oh, you think that people like this bullshit, huh? Oh, okay. You're very smarter than us, huh? You think people like this janky-ass crap. You're stupid, lady. Yeah, you change things and people are gonna vote with their feet. Yeah, you're gonna starve. Yeah, and you do deserve to starve because you're feeding people crap.
Doing. I'll give you another soundbite. I actually happened to be in Orlando last week with all of our managers. We bring them together and once every other year. And the number one question that I got asked, Michael, was, How can I get a remodel? When can I get a remodel? How do I get on the list?
Oh, really? People are asking for this crap. Oh, okay. So you want to go in the way of the dodo, huh? Yes, that's so fine. Didn't Hooters? Yeah, didn't... Aren't they going bankrupt? And I think Sizzler and all these other stupid-ass businesses? Yeah, these people are trying to give you this bullshit and they want you to accept this. Oh yeah, if you like getting fucking yes, then do it. It's all up to you, buddy. You have the power. Yes. Exercise it.
Oh, really?
So, because the feedback and the buzz is so good, not only from our customers, but from our team members. They want to work in a wonderful restaurant.
Yes, this lovely lady thinks that she knows what you want, what you crave and desire, right? Oh, sure. Yes. Very fun times indeed. Well, yeah, why don't you go suck a dick or something? You probably fuck up on that job too, right? Just saying.
So, we're doing everything for our guests and our team members.
Well, Julie Messino, it's wonderful to have you here.
Pleasure to be
thank
here.
Thank you for answering those questions for all the Cracker Barrel fans out there.
Yes, it's obviously these people know what you want and desire, right? Oh, yes. They make all these decisions for you, and they want you to eat this. Yeah, go eat your goyslop. Here, enjoy. Oh, man. When will people listen and learn and know that if you don't fight for what's right, you're going to fall for anything? Well, enjoy.
There's a lot of great changes.
Thank you so much.
All right, thank you. Robin?
Can I get in writing that the PEG game is going to stay?
PEG game? What the fuck? In Cracker Barrel, they're pegging you? What kind of fucked up game is that? Gee, I don't know if I want to go to Cracker Barrel now. Yeah, they're gonna crack that ass, right? I'd rather not, but you do you, right? Okay, let's continue.
Hey, the PEG game is staying.
Okay.
So are the rocking chairs,
and
fireplace, vintage decor, it's all there.
All right. Okay, because that would be a deal breaker. That would be a deal breaker.
Yes, for this darkie, not getting pegged is a deal breaker. Yeah, what a great experience in the restaurant, right? Well, hopefully Cracker Barrel will still make wholesome food, right? All right? Well, who knows? They're doing all kinds of crazy shit. Just like how that chick said, if she doesn't get pegged, that she's not going to Cracker Barrel. Yeah, well, I don't know, man. The world is really messed up. They're screwing up with food, with all these places that were staples in life, and now they turn into shit. Yeah, well, Jesus, hopefully you come back and you get to save us. Come back as Jesus Hitler. Yes, because we need some hard, hard love, but it is what it is. Well, you guys take care of each other because obviously the government and the powers that be don't give a shit about you, right? Well, goodbye. She was sick of the grill.